This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence joined the nation in paying tribute Friday to the late Senator John McCain, saying the longtime lawmaker and war hero served a cause greater than himself, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
On his final trip to the Capitol, Congress's top two Republicans say it's fitting McCain is lying in the rotunda.
Under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him.
On a day like this, John would usually be bounding this way or that way, right through here, visitors turning to each other, asking if that's who they think it is.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were among the speakers as McCain was remembered at a service under the Capitol Dome, with his 106-year-old mother among those listening and Americans lined up for blocks outside waiting to see his body. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stars of music, entertainment, and civil rights are honoring the Queen of Soul at a celebratory funeral for Aretha Franklin in Detroit, Michigan. AP's Warren Levinson has the latest.
Former President Bill Clinton called himself an Aretha Franklin groupie.
We started out not as a president, a first lady, a senator, a secretary of state. We started out as like Aretha groupies or something.
Ex-Attorney General Eric Holder said she may have been a queen, but it was a title she earned.
She was born a princess. Her family made her so. But it was through her talent, determination, and care for others that she became a queen.
A long list of luminaries paid tribute at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple. Smokey Robinson, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Faith Hill, and Ariana Grande were among those who sang in a service filled with soul, gospel, and rock and roll. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.